Paratransit Rider's Guide. Welcome to the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada's ADA Paratransit Services. Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA Paratransit Services is a shared ride public transportation service for people with disabilities as required by federal law who are functionally unable to independently use the RTC's fixed route services. The RTC strives to provide safe and reliable service for all members of the community and is committed to providing customers with the most up-to-date information available. You will find within this guide information you will need to use the RTC ADA paratransit services. Please review this information carefully. If you have any questions, feel free to call customer care at 702-228-4800 or, for the hearing impaired, 702-676-1834, TDD. For more information, visit rtcsnv.com. Table of Contents. Hours of Operation and Service Area, page 6. Holiday Schedules, page 6. Call or click before you move, page 7. Fares, page 7. Paperless Fare, page 8. Visitor Service, page 9. Shared Rides, page 9. Reservations, page 9. Tips for Requesting a Ride, page 10. Other Important Tips, page 11. Subscription Service, page 13. Arrivals and Late Arrivals, page 14. Gated Communities, page 15. RTC Paratransit Same Day Service, page 15. Contacting Customer Care, page 16. Ride Check, page 16. Vehicles, page 17. No-Show Policy, page 17. Right of Appeal, page 19. Rider Rules, page 19. Wheelchairs and Mobility Devices, page 20. Service Animals, page 20. Children, page 21. Personal Care Attendant, PCA, and Companions, page 21. Unattended Passenger Policy, page 22. Carry-on Bag Policy, page 22. Shopping Cart Policy, page 23. Passenger Code of Conduct Policy, page 23. Door-to-door Service, page 23. Driver Services, page 24. Non-discrimination Policy, page 25. Questions and Comments, page 25. Important Numbers, page 26. Page 6, Hours of Operation and Service Area. RTC ADA Paratransit Service operates 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. The system operates within 3/4 of a mile from the RTC fixed route system as required under the ADA. Areas that are not serviced by the RTC fixed route bus system may not have service through the RTC ADA paratransit services. Nellis Air Force Base is within the RTC service area and permits drop-off and pickup at designated areas only. Please ask the customer care agent where you may be dropped off at the base when scheduling your reservation. Customers must have a valid military identification card in their possession to access transit to and from Nellis Air Force Base. Holiday Schedules. RTC ADA Paratransit operates with limited service on the following holidays: New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Nevada Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. Subscription service does not operate on holidays except for dialysis appointments. All subscription trips other than dialysis are automatically canceled without assessment of points to the customer. If you need to travel on a holiday, you will need to schedule a demand response trip up to 3 days prior to travel. To schedule a demand response trip, call 702-228-4800. Page 7. Call or click before you move. The RTC's goal is to provide the best customer service possible. As a suggestion to help serve its riders, the RTC would like to remind customers to call before changing residences to verify that public transportation is available where they are moving. Don't leave yourself without a ride. One call is all it takes to RTC Customer Care at 702-228-4800 or by visiting rtcsnv.com. It is important to keep information current. Update home and mailing addresses and emergency contact information when scheduling a trip. Information available is subject to change based on future adjustments to RTC fixed route transit schedules. Fares. RTC ADA Paratransit Services fare is broken down into various categories. The following outlines the rate schedule for a one-way trip. Fares can be purchased online at rtcsnv.com or in person at the RTC's administrative building at 600 South Grand Central Parkway. RTC ADA Paratransit fares. Amount, $3. Type, base cash one way. Amount, $3. Type, companion fare one way. Amount, $12. Type, 4 single ride coupon book. Amount, $30. Type, 10 single ride coupon book. Amount, $40. Type, 22 single rides per calendar month. Amount, $80. Type, 46 single rides per calendar month. Amount, free. Type, personal care attendant, PCA. RTC paratransit riders who are taking Medicaid-authorized trips do not need to present fare payment. Medicaid clients should contact their caseworker to determine which trips will be authorized. Call the Medicaid Trip Broker, Medical Transportation Management, MTM, at 844-879-7341 to schedule Medicaid rides. The RTC does not determine what type of trips will be authorized. If the reservation is not scheduled by MTM, the passenger will need to pay the fare. Page 8. Try fixed route for free. Paratransit customers can ride fixed route transit for free. Just swipe your RTC ADA Paratransit ID card through the vehicle fare box when boarding. Paratransit clients approved to ride with a personal care attendant, PCA, may have the PCA ride free of charge. Paperless fare. Paper passes are currently not issued to clients when they purchase a 46-ride or 22-ride monthly fare. The RTC will make a notation in the client's file that a monthly fare was purchased, and all drivers will be notified that the client is eligible to ride. Please note that the fare will be updated to the client file 5 to 7 days after the purchase is processed, depending on how the purchase was completed. It is recommended that customers purchase their monthly pass 5 to 7 days prior to the beginning of the month to ensure that the monthly pass is added to their client record and available to use when the month begins. Customers can purchase their paratransit fares in person at the RTC Administration Building or the Bonneville Transit Center. Paratransit monthly fares purchased in person at one of these locations are updated to the client's file within 1 day. If your monthly pass has not been processed when transport is needed, please pay the fare and then immediately contact customer care at 702-228-4800. A paratransit monthly fare and coupon book can be purchased at rtcsnv.com or by mailing a check or money order to RTC ADA Paratransit Services, 600 South Grand Central Parkway, Suite 350, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. Mail checks must be pre-printed with the rider's name, phone number, and paratransit ID number. The RTC cannot accept out-of-state checks or third-party checks. Please allow 5 to 7 days for mail delivery and processing. Cash fares must be paid at the time of boarding a vehicle. Drivers do not carry change. If you have questions regarding fare sales, please call customer care at 702-228-4800. Page 9, Visitor Service. The RTC will treat as eligible for complimentary paratransit service all visitors who present documentation that they have paratransit eligibility in the jurisdiction in which they reside. This can be accomplished in advance of arrival by requesting confirmation of paratransit eligibility be sent to the RTC either by mail, fax, or email. If the visitor is requesting to register in advance of their arrival and they are not certified for paratransit with another transit agency, then the RTC will request that the visitor provide documentation of disability by mail, fax, or email. If the visitor appears in person to request visitor status and they are unable to present documentation of paratransit eligibility, the RTC may require proof of residence. And if their disability is not apparent, the RTC will ask the visitor to sign a certification document that states that they are unable to use fixed route transit. Shared rides. RTC ADA paratransit services is a public transportation service. Whenever possible, the RTC will schedule rides with multiple passengers. This means you will be sharing rides with other persons with disabilities. Please be a courteous rider. Riders who require medication or oxygen at regular intervals should be advised that their travel time could be approximately 90 minutes, depending on the distance traveled. Reservations. Reservations can be made by calling customer care at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1834 TDD for hearing impaired 7 days a week, including holidays, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., or use our online portal RideCheck. For details, see page 16. Reservations may be made from 1 day to 3 days in advance of the day of travel. Page 10. Tips for requesting a ride. Please have the following information available for the customer care agent. Your name, the day and date of your trip, your pickup address. This must include exact street address, building or facility name, also include apartment number, building number, suite number, and gate codes if applicable, and your pickup phone number. Your destination address. This must include exact street address, building or facility name, also include apartment number, building number, suite number, and gate codes if applicable, and your destination phone number if available. The time you would like to be picked up from your pickup address or the time you would like to arrive at your destination. You may not request both a pickup and an arrival time. You may choose one or the other. The type of mobility aid or aids you will be using. The number of people traveling. The type of mobility aid or aids you will be using. Please note, passengers cannot travel using a mobility device unless it has been previously recorded in your certification file. Any changes to your mobility device requirements or personal care attendant needs must be updated with the certification office prior to the date of your call. The number of people traveling. Will you be taking a companion or personal care attendant? Please note, you must be authorized by the certification department to take a personal care attendant. Companions are required to pay full fare. You should have a pen or pencil handy to write down the customer care agent's name, date, and window times of your pickups. Keep in mind, even if all you need to do is drop off or pick up something, the driver cannot wait for you. You will need to schedule two separate trips. Page 11, other important tips. Customers may schedule rides up to 3 days in advance. Riders are encouraged to provide as much advance notice as possible within 3 days. Trips may be scheduled and canceled online at ridecheck.rtcsnv.com. For the fastest service when scheduling your trip, call between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. The demand for paratransit trips peaks from 6 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. You will generally have the best selection of pickup times if you request a trip outside of these peak hours. There are designated paratransit stops at major locations such as shopping malls, hotels, casinos, hospitals, college campuses, and some apartment complexes. Please verify with the customer care agent where the vehicle will drop off and pick up. For safety reasons, the drivers will not deviate from these designated stops. Although the RTC strives to keep your ride time to 90 minutes or less, there may be certain situations where your ride may exceed 90 minutes. There is no restroom access on the paratransit vehicles, and drivers cannot stop. Please keep your information current and notify the RTC of any change of address, phone number, emergency contact information, etc. Page 12. Please note, trips may originate and end from any location within the RTC's ADA paratransit service area. Rides may be one-way, round trip, or multiple rides. All pickups and destinations need to be located within the RTC's ADA paratransit service area. No changes can be made to any trips on the day of your scheduled ride, including the time of travel or any changes to the addresses. The RTC's customer care agents will do their best to accommodate the times you request. However, alternate times may be offered. As paratransit is a shared ride service, the customer care agent is allowed to negotiate the times of your trip within an hour of your requested pickup time. Times may be offered as early as an hour before or as late as an hour after your requested pickup time. The interval between pickup times on the same day is recommended to be at least 2 hours. For example, if your scheduled pickup time is at 10 to 10:30 a.m., it is recommended that you do not schedule your next ride until noon or 12:30 p.m. This will help to ensure you have arrived at your first destination with enough time to travel on your second or return ride. Page 13. Subscription service. Subscription service is available for trips that are considered consistent and repetitive over a period of at least 90 days. Once subscription service goes into effect, there is no need for additional reservation calls. There are three categories of subscription requests, each with different criteria. 1. Weekly trips will occur at least 3 times over a 7-day period. 2. Weekday trips will occur at least 2 times Monday through Friday. 3. Weekend trips will occur at least 1 time on Saturday and or Sunday. To be considered for subscription service, a person must demonstrate a pattern of no excessive cancellations or no-shows. Requests may be made by calling RTC Customer Care at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1834, TDD, for hearing impaired. The RTC offers subscription services as an optional component of service. Subscription services are allowed under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, of 1990, but not mandated. Your request may be placed on a waiting list. When a space becomes available, the individual will be notified. Requests are maintained for 4 months, after which you may reapply. To avoid assessment of no-show points, please remember to cancel subscriptions that are no longer needed. To avoid assessment of no-show points, please remember to cancel subscriptions that are no longer needed. Subscription service with excessive cancellations and or no-shows will not be continued. Page 14. Arrivals and late arrivals. Passengers should be ready to depart at any time during their scheduled pickup window and be available for travel when the vehicle arrives. Drivers are instructed to wait 5 minutes after their arrival and will not leave before. If the driver arrives early, the driver will wait until your pickup window begins and then give you 5 minutes to board. If you are unable to board the vehicle within 5 minutes of the vehicle's arrival, the driver will leave to stay on schedule. Your trip will be marked a no-show However, the driver will not mark you as a no-show prior to the pickup window. Vehicles arriving within the 30-minute pickup window are considered within the on-time window for service. If your vehicle has not arrived by the end of the 30-minute pickup window quoted by the customer care agent, you may then elect to cancel or decline the ride without no-show policy points being assigned. Please note, please refer to page 17 for the no-show points policy. Please remember to call and cancel the late ride and/or any return rides you may have scheduled. Drivers are not able to cancel your additional rides. While the RTC strives to provide on-time service, many factors may result in a delayed pickup. If your vehicle has not arrived within the 30-minute pickup window, please call the inquiry office, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 702-228-4800 and press 3 at the voice prompt, or 702-676-1834, TDD. Page 15, Gated Communities. If a pickup location is within a gated community, it is the customer's responsibility to arrange entry for the vehicle. When you schedule a trip, please confirm the gate code. Any changes should be reported to RTC ADA Paratransit Services at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1834 TDD. If a vehicle is unable to enter the pickup area or the customer fails to meet the vehicle outside of the community, the customer's trip will be designated as a no-show. Please note that some gated communities may have designated pickup, drop-off locations that cannot be changed. Please check with a customer care agent when you are scheduling a ride. RTC Paratransit Same-Day Service. RTC offers ADA-certified riders an option for non-emergency, unplanned medical needs. Using the same-day service request program, RTC paratransit riders can schedule non-life-threatening medical trips only. Trips can be for any medical reason, for example, pharmacy, therapy, etc. The same-day service is provided to ADA-certified riders within the ADA service area. There is no additional charge for a same-day service ride. The fare is the same as RTC ADA paratransit service. Same-day service is provided on a space-available basis, and ride times are not guaranteed. The RTC recommends that you make every effort to pre-plan and schedule your medical trips in advance. Same-day service ride hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to midnight, no weekends or holidays. To schedule a same-day service request, call 702-228-4800 and select option 3, same-day service request, to schedule your ride. Reservations can be made Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Page 16, Contacting Customer Care. RTC uses an automated phone system to assist in efficiently routing customers' calls. The service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you call 702-228-4800, you will hear the following prompts. Interactive Voice Response, IVR, 702-228-4800. 1. Confirm or cancel a ride. 2. Schedule a ride between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. or cancel a 2 to 3 days to advance. 3. Inquire, cancel current ride, or schedule a same-day medical trip. 4. Certification or eligibility. 5. Verify customer information. 6. General information. 7. System comments. 0. Speak to a representative. Star. Repeat menu choices. Customers can confirm or cancel their rides for the next 3 days without having to speak to a customer care agent. Your access code is your paratransit ID number, and your password is a four-digit number comprised of the last two digits of your birth year and the two digits of your birth month. For example, June 12, 1985 is 8506. If you have questions regarding your ID or password, please contact Paratransit Customer Service. Ride Check. Paratransit users have the ability to book, check the status, or cancel a previously scheduled paratransit ride at ridecheck.rtcsnv.com, or you can call our Paratransit Customer Care Office at 702-228-4800. Page 17. Vehicles. RTC ADA Paratransit Services may contract with other providers for transportation service. The customer care agent is unable to tell you what type of vehicle will be used for your trip. All vehicles used through this service are required to display an RTC sign on their vehicle. If you do not see the sign, ask the operator to show it to you. No-show policy. To cancel a scheduled trip, call RTC Paratransit Customer Care at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1834, TDD. A no-show occurs when a customer does not board the vehicle within 5 minutes of the vehicle's arrival or when a customer cancels a ride within the 30-minute ready window. Each no-show is counted as one penalty point. A late cancellation occurs when a customer cancels a trip less than 2 hours before the start of the 30-minute ready window. Each late cancellation is counted as half of a penalty point. In any 30-day period, any customer who has no-showed or late canceled at least 10% of those trips will receive a suspension notice. A trip canceled in accordance with our policy, for example, more than 2 hours before the start of the pickup window, will not be counted in the total number of trips booked, and the client will not receive penalty points. Page 18. Additionally, to ensure suspension only applies to riders who have an established pattern or practice of scheduling trips and not taking them, a customer must accumulate 3 or more penalty points to receive a suspension. A customer will be subject to suspension only if both the minimum 10% of trips scheduled were no-showed or late canceled and the minimum number of penalty points are reached during the 30-day period. The length of a customer's suspension will adhere to the following schedule. Upon a first violation within a calendar year, a customer receives a warning letter. Second violation, 7-day, 1-week suspension. Third violation, 14-day, 2-week suspension, loss of subscription. Fourth violation, 21-day, 3-week suspension, loss of subscription. Fifth violation, 28-day, 4-week suspension, loss of subscription. Subsequent violations will increase by a week, loss of subscription. Violations of this policy will result in suspension per the above schedule. If a no-show or late cancellation is due to circumstances beyond your control, please call the RTC's Paratransit Customer Care Department at 702-228-4800 to explain the circumstance and request the review and/or removal of the no-show or late cancellation. RTC will notify riders of all points assessed to their record. Prior to sending a suspension letter, RTC will review all no-shows and late cancellations to ensure that the process was followed properly and an accurate count is represented. Any no-show or late cancellation that is found to be an error will be removed from the customer's account. Page 19. In the event you are a no-show for your ride, the return ride or any additional ride or rides scheduled for that day will not be automatically canceled. Please call 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1834 TDD and select option 3 to cancel any return or additional rides you had scheduled that will no longer be needed. Right of appeal. If you dispute a suspension under this policy, you have the right to file an appeal. Appeal requests may be filed by the deadline per the instructions included with your notice of suspension. If you miss the appeal request deadline, your paratransit service will be suspended on the date listed on your notice of service suspension. Rider rules. The RTC's goal is to provide a safe, comfortable ride for individuals traveling on RTC vehicles. To ensure a pleasant trip for all, please observe the following rules. Seatbelts are recommended for passengers on vehicles, and the driver will assist with fastening if requested. No eating is allowed on the vehicle, and drinks must be in spill-proof covered containers. Smoking is prohibited on the vehicle. Proper attire, including shirts and shoes or appropriate foot coverings, is required on the vehicle. Personal music devices are allowed with headphones as long as the sound is not audible to others. Please do not distract the driver while the vehicle is in motion. Managing medication or medications and other personal belongings is the responsibility of the rider. In order to ride, pets must be in a secure cage and held by or placed at the feet of the passenger. Page 20. Wheelchairs and mobility devices. All vehicles used for service in the RTC system are 100% ADA accessible. Vehicle operators will assist customers in boarding and exiting the paratransit vehicle as needed. All mobility devices, such as wheelchairs, scooters, and three-wheel carts, must be secured in the vehicle and conform to the ADA definition of a mobility device. Accessibility to ADA paratransit service vehicles will be discussed with each person during the eligibility process. The RTC offers mobility device users a free and voluntary program designed to identify securement locations to assist drivers in quickly and safely securing the equipment on the bus. Please contact 702-676-1767 or 702-676-1834 TDD and leave a message for more information and reference the Securement Assistance for Everyone or SAFE program. If your condition changes in a manner that requires you to use an assistive mobility device or change the type of mobility device used during your initial functional assessment, it must be reported to the RTC Certification Office at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1815. Due to this change in your condition, you may be required to undergo an additional assessment to determine what effect this change may have on your functional ability. Your current eligibility status may be altered as a result of your new functional assessment. Service animals. Service animals are welcome and ride free of charge. A disruptive dog will be treated according to the Rider Code of Conduct Policy, page 23. Service dogs must sit on the floor or on the passenger's lap. They may not occupy a passenger seat. The RTC does not allow for the transport of ill or deceased animals. Page 21. Children. Children under 6 years old must be accompanied by a responsible party. Children under 6 years old or who weigh less than 60 pounds should be secured in an approved child safety seat provided by the customer. Strollers must be collapsed to fit between the seat and the customer. Non-collapsible strollers are prohibited. For safety reasons, children capable of sitting on their own must sit in a seat and not on an adult's lap. Personal care attendant, PCA, and companions. A personal care attendant, PCA, may ride free of charge when accompanying an individual certified by the RTC Certification Department. The need for a PCA will be determined during your evaluation appointment. One companion may also accompany an eligible rider. A companion will be charged the same fare as the eligible rider. Let the customer care agent know at the time the reservation is made if you will be traveling with a companion, a PCA, or both. Page 22, Unattended Passenger Policy. Customers determined as unable to be left unattended based on age, cognitive limitations, or special requests of the responsible party may schedule rides and ride unattended. However, arrangements must be made to have a responsible party meet the paratransit vehicle at each location. The unattended passenger form must be completed and on file. Please contact the RTC Certification Department at 702-228-4800 or 702-676-1815 if this service is required. The driver will only wait 5 minutes for the responsible party to meet the paratransit vehicle. If no one arrives, the driver will notify the RTC and continue on his or her route. The RTC will attempt to reach the designated emergency contact person. If the customer is not met by the end of the route, he or she will be returned to the bus yard. The responsible party will be required to pick up the customer at the bus yard and must show proper identification. The customer will not be left unattended, and the police may be notified to assist in locating a responsible party. Failure to have a responsible party meet the vehicle is a violation of the RTC unattended passenger policy, and customers are subject to suspension. Carry-on bag policy. Customers are permitted to carry on only the number of bags that they are able to manage independently without the assistance of the driver. Due to space limitations and the time it takes to board the vehicle, the number of shopping bags is restricted to those that can be easily handled by the customer and carried aboard without delaying the vehicle. The carry-on items must fit within a certain space, either on your lap or in front of your area. If a customer brings more than he or she is able to manage independently, it will be the customer's choice on whether to board with a manageable amount of items and find alternative transportation to carry the remaining packages or decline the trip. Please note, points may be assessed for declined trips. See no-show policy. Page 23, Shopping Cart Policy. Shopping carts or any type of equipment used to assist with transporting packages, groceries, clothing, or other items are allowed on a limited basis. When space is limited, priority must be given to RTC ADA paratransit wheelchair passengers. Carts can be no larger than 30 inches high, by 18 inches deep, by 18 inches wide. The trip must be reserved and approved with the cart, or the driver will be unable to transport the customer with his or her shopping cart. Passenger Code of Conduct Policy. The RTC desires to maintain and operate a safe, efficient, and effective public transit system. For the safety and comfort of all persons who interact with its public transit system, the RTC has established this policy to address the conduct of persons using RTC vehicles and facilities. The RTC recognizes that there may be circumstances during which an individual's disability or medical condition may cause a person to unknowingly and/or unintentionally violate this passenger code of conduct policy. For this and other reasons, the RTC investigates each violation individually. Door-to-door service. RTC ADA Paratransit Services provides door-to-door service. The driver will come to your residential door, but will not enter into lobbies of apartments, professional buildings, retail establishments, or commercial properties to let you know the bus has arrived. Please watch for the vehicle. There are some locations and/or situations where the driver cannot leave the vehicle. When picking up or dropping off on private property, there are often designated areas where a driver is permitted to stop. In order for us to serve you, it is necessary for you to wait for the vehicle at the marked stop. In many cases, you will be advised during your reservation of the appropriate location to wait for the vehicle. Page 24, Driver Services. Drivers will assist passengers who are unable to maneuver themselves from their door or designated pickup location to the vehicle, provided it is safe for them to do so. Drivers are allowed to maneuver your manual wheelchair if you need assistance from outside your door to the vehicle. Lend a steady arm if you need assistance. Provide directions or act as a sighted guide to and from the vehicle if you are visually impaired. If you feel you need this type of assistance, please notify the driver. Drivers are not allowed, required to operate or push your electric mobility device, for example, electric wheelchair or scooter. Stop for restroom breaks. Operate or push your equipment or shopping cart up or down stairs or steep inclines. Cross residential thresholds. Lift or carry riders. Carry packages or other items. Drivers are trained not to perform these activities. Please do not make these requests of your drivers. Page 25, non-discrimination policy. The RTC does not discriminate on the basis of disability in admission or access to its programs, services, or activities, in treatment of individuals with disabilities, or in any aspect of RTC operations. If you have reason to believe that a client, customer, or citizen may need auxiliary aids and services to access a RTC program, service, or activity, advise the person that such assistance will be provided when appropriate and will be free of charge. This offer and advice must be made when a client, customer, or citizen, due to a visual, hearing, or speech impairment, requests an auxiliary aid or service for self or on behalf of any other qualified individual in seeking access to RTC services. Any questions or complaints regarding compliance are to be directed to our attention. Safety and Security, 600 South Grand Central Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106, 702-676-1500, 702-676-1834, TDD. Questions and comments. We want to hear from you. Please contact customer care online at rtcsnv.com or via phone at 702-228-4800, option 7, or 702-676-1834, TDD, to ask a question or leave us your comments, complaints, suggestions, or recommendations. Or if you prefer, you can write to RTC Paratransit Services, 600 South Grand Central Parkway, Suite 350, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. Attention Customer Service, or email us through our website at rtcsnv.com. When making a comment, please try to provide as much detail as possible so we can properly address your concern. For example, if you're reporting a situation involving a paratransit vehicle, the exact date is necessary. Page 26, Important Numbers. RTC ADA Paratransit Customer Service. Scheduling, 702-228-4800, option 2, or 702-676-1834, TDD, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Same-day reservations, excluding holidays, 702-228-4800, option 3, or 702-676-1834, TDD, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Inquiry, same-day cancellations, 702-228-4800, option 3, or 702-676-1834, TDD, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Certification Office, Lost ID Cards, 702-676-1815, 702-228-4800, option 4, or 702-676-1834, TDD, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Comments, rtcsnv.com/submit-online-comment, 702-228-4800, option 7, or 702-676-1834, TDD, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lost and Found, 702-228-4800, 702-676-1834, TDD, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. RTC Administrative Offices, 702-676-1500 or 702-676-1834, TDD, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. RTC Fixed Route Customer Service, 702-228-7433 or 702-676-1834, TDD, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., closed Thanksgiving and Christmas. Back page, quick reference. 1. Reservation line, 702-228-4800. 2. Schedule a ride 1 to 3 days in advance. 3. Call 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. 4. Have the exact address for your pickup and drop-off. 5. Have location name, phone number, building number, etc. 6. Be ready to board at any time within the 30-minute pickup window. 7. You will share your ride with other passengers. 8. Expect stops along the way before you reach your destination. 9. Cancel rides you will not be taking.